This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, it's time for another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd the Radio God Mitchell's here. We love your phone calls. Lay it on us. What's on your mind? Super Bowl Sunday, the best commercials. You like Cam Newton? You don't like Cam Newton? What's this about Peyton Manning's obsession with Budweiser? Papa John's Pizza, too, by the way. You got a big bear hug there from the Papa John's guy right at the end of the game. Whatever might be on your mind. How about the debate on Saturday night with the Republican candidates? Did you watch that on ABC? You take that in? What'd you think there? We had some discussion on that last hour. Some folks thinking Rubio stumbled a little bit. I actually thought Rubio did stumble, and I like Rubio. Somebody called towards the end of the hour. I think it was Jamie, said, wait a minute, he was fine. Chris Christie, took some cheap shots, but he responded very well. They were piling on Marco Rubio because they were, you know, acting as though he was giving a compliment to Barack Obama by saying, you know, he's competent, he knows what he's doing. And what he was saying is that everything that Barack Obama's doing, he's doing on purpose. That this isn't just sort of and I've always struggled with this question. Is he just, you know, incompetent and so much out of touch with the real world that this is who he is? Or is this, he knows exactly what he's doing, and you may think from afar it looks like he couldn't possibly know what he's doing to be able to propose this, but he does. He's actually trying to transform America. I think Marco Rubio has a point. And so I hear what Jamie's saying there. I just think he didn't take a punch well. That business where he was getting on him about repeating himself, he kind of kept repeating himself. And but there were many points where he did well. But how about the Trump-Bush exchange when Trump was saying, shush, you know, he's giving him the shush with the finger, like, shush, I don't want to hear it. Now, that was pretty that was pretty good. Anyway, if you have highlights, lowlights, things you liked, you didn't, whatever, let us know. Tomorrow's the big day they vote there in New Hampshire. Then it's on to South Carolina. And this will determine a lot. I mean, does Trump fall off a big first place win? Does somebody win second place handily? Or is it a pile up in second place? Therefore, a bunch of them live to continue another day. What do you think is going to happen? You tell us. You can phone us up on the Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 800-228-0550. A lot of great comments last hour. Here's a great email about that Super Bowl commercial that I thought heads and tails was number one. Just fantastic. Listener says, Scott, I was watching with my four-year-old when the Doritos commercial came on. She laughed out loud, as did I. So did I. It was a laugh-out-loud commercial, only one of the entire, in my mind, Super Bowl, which makes it the winner. She laughed out loud, as did I, but her comment after the fact spoke to the clarity of the matter to an unbiased mind. She said, quote, the baby just came flying out of there, unquote. She's four. And recognizes that it was a baby. Why can't grown men and women figure this out? She ran to tell mom about it, then asked a number of questions about how babies actually come out. That was an unintended function of the commercial, but all the same, it was a good one, and I'm proud of my little girl. I would as well. LOL, says a texter, about the Heinz commercial with the wiener dogs. Pretty good, too. All these wiener dogs running towards ketchup and mustard and everything, that's pretty good. Not laugh out loud for me, but funny. Definitely funny. On the list. Another great commercial I thought was the WeatherTech commercial. You see the WeatherTech commercial? Saluting their workers. Really well done. Good stuff. I thought they performed very well as well. So, congrats. A lot of good things happened. It is a University of Mary Monday, so after we take a couple of phone calls here today, we're going to chat with our friends from the University of Mary. We're going to talk about Catholic Schools Week just wrapped up, so we'll talk a little bit about the heritage of that and the benefits of the Catholic education. But I want to get to the purpose of a higher education in our conversation with Monsignor Shea, President of the University of Mary and Jerome Richter, Vice President for Public Affairs. They join us once a month. We have some great conversations, so looking forward to that chat and your conversations for them as well. Before I get to the calls here, I do want to tell you that we're getting close to our Minnesota Wild Fun Bus trip, and we've had some folks express an interest in purchasing tickets for veterans. It started with a caller, and it's kind of grown from there. And so we're on it. What we're trying to do now is find veterans to come along at no cost to them. So if you're a vet in that category, and I have calls into the VA hospital and also to the North Dakota Veterans Home to see if they can help us, but we're getting more calls from people who want to help veterans than veterans. So if you know of a vet that this would just be kind of a neat deal where they would pay nothing for the trip down there Sunday, February 28th, 2 p.m. game, bus leaves Fargo, 7 a.m., comes back after, call Marie at 855-200-1776 extension 3. 855-200-1776 extension 3. CJ in Fargo, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go.
Yes, good morning.
How are you? How are you?
I am well. I'm Ben Custer. I used to be a pro-choice guy. I used to think that a woman's body was a woman's body and whatever was inside her was part of her and she could do whatever she wanted with it. And then I heard somebody talk about viable fetuses and that they would abort a fetus until it was viable. Well, you know, if you're flying through space and you come across our planet, all the life on this planet is non-viable without the atmosphere. Without the atmosphere of the mother's womb, there's not any of us that would be viable. That was a moment of clarity for me. I'm now pro-life.
Wow, cool story, and a good analogy, I might add.
I thought so, too. It just kind of struck me out of the blue, and I wanted to share that with your audience.
It's just, to be crass for a moment, lack of a better term that pops into my mind, you're playing God, right? When you say, oh, life begins when the baby would be viable outside the mother, who decides that? What in the world? You know, I mean, you really get into dangerous territory there when you're deciding those kinds of things. And by the way, we focus a lot. When I say I'm pro-life, I am pro-life meaning it is beyond me to decide whose ability it is to live or die, right? So when I say I'm pro-life, I'm from conception to natural death. You know, the idea, just for anybody that thinks this is, you know, an argument, a bunch of men telling women what they should do, just think for a moment about when you're, on a few years and maybe get a particular disease and imagine a decision like, is this worth fighting? You know, is this viable or should we just pull the plug on this person, right? I mean, just put it in the context of you. If somebody decided whether or not, you know, you're worth a battle to try and save. They're getting up in years. I don't know. New heart, really, it'd be too expensive. Let's just let them die. I mean, how's that any less crass than deciding when a baby's viable, right?
Yeah. I just want to share that with you guys, and I hope you all have a great day.
Well, I'm glad you did, CJ. It's a nice analogy. Thank you for that. Steve, you're in Beardsley, is that right?
Yep. How are you doing, Scott?
Well, I'm good, but I don't know where Beardsley is.
100 miles south, Beardsley, Minnesota.
All right, very good. Got it. What's on your mind?
Your comments on the debate, the comments about Obama knowing exactly what he's doing. And I've differed from your kind of what I feel your opinion has been for quite a while, just allowing Obama a little room to do what he's doing. But I've thought for a long time he's heading in an exact known direction for him. How can a person I mean, I just look at Obama, and he's done nothing that I agree with. You know, I mean, you can't muddle through life. I mean, we all make mistakes and do the, you know, I mean, make poor choices at some time or another, but there's nothing that I agree with that he's doing. Nothing.
Yeah, that's because he doesn't, in my mind, agree that this is the greatest country on the face of the earth. He thinks we've done bad things over the generations and that we should be brought down to other countries. So, of course, you're not going to, Steve, not when you think this is a great country.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, you know, and there's times when you're discussing that, you know, it's easy, maybe he's mistaken. No, he's not mistaken whatsoever. I mean, he's got an agenda and he's heading there, you know.
It is. So I'd love to chat with you, Steve. Call again, okay? Good to hear from Big Stone County down there in a great part of Minnesota. More coming up. University of Mary Monday next. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Business owners, listen up. Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers in North Dakota. Art, how you doing?
Good, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Business Owner out there that want to know that Sunbelt is the right firm to represent their company in a sales situation. Tell us how you're different.
Sunbelt in North Dakota operates primarily in the small to middle market. Most of our sales close at $5 million or less, but we have worked on deals up to $20 million. Our average sales size runs at about $650,000.
In addition to the size and the sales price, an important factor is finding qualified buyers. How do you do that?
Sunbelt of North Dakota has worked over the years creating a buyer's network so we can match prospective buyers with the right business. We also screen those buyers to make sure that the financial capacity and their business acumen line up with the seller.
Simple as a phone call, folks, to Art Rosenberg and his team at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
If you ever head down to the Aberdeen Hedolls location in Aberdeen, South Dakota, you want to look up for Rob Carlson. Hedolls has it, you know, the parts you need. But certainly the people that just make you want to come back again and again and again and know you're going to find just top-notch folks, no doubt about it. Rob Carlson does some counter sales there. You walk in there and he can handle you with touch-up paint and body parts, and he just finds customers what they need day in and day out. That's what they do. And as I say, touch-up paint, other fun stuff, body parts. He told me a story one time about a guy that was working on an old International 2-ton truck, trying to find all the distributor parts for it and all the points bumper to bumper, you know, bumper to bumper. And so guess what? Wanted to get the whole truck running. And they did it. His first car, an 82 Chevy pickup, two-wheel drive. And two-wheel drive wasn't exactly the best kind of Aberdeen winter car, but he made it, got it done. 8 years, he's been there, 8 or 9 years now at Heat Alls. Rob Carlson, stop and see him at the Heat Alls location at Heat Alls in Aberdeen. And any of the Heat Alls locations, you're going to find good people. Dick Heat Alls says that's our secret weapon. They really are. Heat Alls has it. The parts you need, and great people, too. All right, 21 past the hour. It's University of Mary Monday. We got a chance to catch up with Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter from the University of Mary. Monsignor Shea, the president. Of course, Jerome, the vice president for public affairs at the University of Mary. Talk about some things. Monsignor's been on quite the adventure here of late Catholic Schools Week last week. We can touch on that. And also, of course, the March to Life recently. The commemoration of an awful day in United States history with the Roe versus Wade decision. That quite an event and an adventurous return for Monsignor and many of the University of Mary students. Gentlemen, welcome back to UMary Monday. Nice to have you. How are you?
Good to be with you, Scott. I'm calling you from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Jerome, you there, Scott, as well?
Yep, I'm here. I'm calling you from the great University of Mary out on the hill.
All right, I love it. Monsignor, I understand that trip back was a little adventurous from the March for Life, huh?
Well, I thought I'd never travel again, but here I am out of state.
I don't
blame
you.
Yeah, it was really something. So, you know, we were out on the East Coast, and there were several buses of students from the University of Mary, and lots of buses from the Catholic schools of North Dakota, so Shanley out in Fargo, and St. Mary's in Bismarck, Ryan up in Minot, and Trinity out in Dickinson. So we all had buses out there, and we had gone all this way, and there was all this Snowmageddon stuff happening. You know what I mean? Everybody was talking about the storm that was coming in, and I have to say, I kind of dismissed it just a little bit. I thought, that's just a bunch of East Coast hype. They get too scared of the weather. It's something to drive ratings on television or something. And so we had come all of this way, and we did the march. It was smaller. I've been to the March for Life, Scott, 17 times, because I went to college out in Washington, D.C., and I had gone there before when I was involved in North Dakota Teens for Life when I was in high school. And then I've gone several times since I became president of the University of Mary. We always send a delegation of students out there from our Collegians for Life chapter. And so we marched. It was smaller than usual, but it was a beautiful march, very prayerful, deep witness. I've seen the tone and the tenor of the march change over the years in really interesting ways. And it was just a beautiful witness to hope and to the future of protection of life in our country and the commitment of this new rising generation to solid values for life. So it was beautiful. So on the way back, we had made a very, I think, very good calculation. We said, well, the storm is supposed to hit at around 3 to 4, something like that, and the march ends around 2:30. And so we'll just get on the bus and we'll beat it. And so we went out, and we did beat it, more or less, but it caught us by the hem of our garment. So we were in the middle of the Pennsylvania Turnpike, and a rig a couple miles ahead of us jackknifed. There was just a little bit of snow. It wasn't a lot, but as a result, there was a traffic jam, and then the storm moved in behind us. And so we found ourselves for 20 hours on the Pennsylvania Turnpike with cars and trucks and buses as far as the eye could see. It was an extraordinary experience, though. I have to say, you know, it was disconcerting to be stranded for that long. And what was just a tiny bit of snow turned into almost knee-deep snow by the time that they were digging us out the next day. But this happened around 7:30 at night, and we were still not moving at midnight at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then the sun rose, and so it was really something. But to see the young people, they never once complained. They never complained. They were cheerful about it. They played cards and prayed and told jokes and deepened their own friendship. And it became, of course, a national news story. And so I was international news story. I was on the radio with BBC Radio, and I called into BBC Television. We talked to the New York Times, all of the local news outlets. Of course, it was covered heavily in the media in North Dakota as well. And so it was a strange thing of God's providence that this event, this annual event, which has been happening now for more than four decades, to give witness to the value and preciousness of human life from conception to natural death, that it would receive a completely new level of coverage, even from the secular media. It was extraordinary, Scott.
This is the single biggest march on Washington that happens at any point. It's always underreported how many numbers are there, but it's huge. I mean, it's just, it overtakes Washington, and I understand that the University of Mary has been chosen to lead that march next year.
It's true. It's an amazing thing. So I had met at the National Catholic Prayer Breakfast last year, Jeannie Mancini, who's the president of the March for Life. And I said to her, how could we ever lead the March for Life? She said, I don't know. She said, we get lots of requests, and that's a pretty big honor. But she said, why don't you write to me right before, right as soon as next year's March ends? And so what happened is I wrote her a preliminary letter saying, Jeannie, I remember that you told me to write. I'm going to write. And then I took the letter with me to Washington and dropped it in the mail on the day of the march. So she got the letter as the news reports were rolling in that we were stranded. And I think that tipped the scales in our favor. And so she called my office just last week and said that the University of Mary, and it's a singular honor, the University of Mary, that our students, our faculty, our staff have been chosen to stand at the head of the March for Life and carry the banner at the beginning of it this coming year. And so it'll be an amazing thing. We'll, of course, be joined by all of the different Catholic high schools in North Dakota, and we've invited some other private school students and public school students to join us as well. I think it'll be an incredible witness. And, of course, it's proud for North Dakota to have that honor.
Without question, Monsignor James Shea and the president of the University of Mary, Jerome Richter, vice president of public affairs at University of Mary, with us today. We do once a month the University of Mary Monday, get a chance to catch up with these guys and what's happening. Obviously, we're talking about some things that have happened, and we're going to look forward here in a minute and talk a little bit about Catholic schools and the benefit of a Catholic education, as well as the big picture question today. We always get into one of those, the overall purpose of higher education and what it's all about. Before we do that, it was Catholic Schools Week last week, which is something that happens, of course, all across the USA. When we come back, we'll give these two gentlemen a chance to talk a little bit about that and talk about something that they were a part of building and starting and getting off the ground for Catholic Schools Week, called the Know Your Faith Competition, which is really pretty extraordinary event that happens as well. After a short time out, on What's On Your Mind, questions or comments, always welcome here at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here. I'd like to talk to all you dads out there. You can't put a price on family time and memories with the kids, and that's why I'm so excited about our upcoming trip to see the Minnesota Wild. Whenever we do these trips, it's so cool to see dads and kids having fun together, and you can't put a price on that. We're making it easy. A top-of-the-line tour bus is going to take us down in the morning, back home in the evening, one day down and back, no parking worries, no driving, thanks to Dave Noah Remax Legacy Realty. And we've got some of the best seats in the house. Lower level at the end at the Wild, shoot at twice. Several former UND players will be on the ice for both the Wild and the Florida Panthers. Sunday, February 28th, it's only $229 per person, but we only have a few tickets. Email Marie at flagfamily.com or call 855-200-1776 and hit extension 3. It'll be a blast, and you'll be a hero for taking the kids. Bring mom too and make it a big family event. Marie at flagfamily.com or 855-200-1776, extension 3.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
You have probably heard me talk about my friends at Polar Silver Center here before. Then largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They're a good Minnesota company with a couple of North Dakota operations here. And what they do is they're just top-notch. Anything to do with a tank trailer, they're taking care of it. They manufacture it first, and then they repair it and do whatever they can do. Well, we have put out the word about some folks that they were looking for at their North Dakota locations, Killdeer and Williston. They're right now in Williston. That's their newest location, but been at Killdeer for a while, also over in Billings, Montana, and about the job opportunities, the career opportunities that were there. And they filled all those slots and are doing extremely well in North Dakota, and now they are looking for tank trailer mechanics and service technicians in California, actually Sacramento, and also in Portland as well, both of their locations there. $32 an hour is, not uncommon. You can make up to $32 an hour plus great benefits in a really, really good company. So they said, look, we've hired so many great North Dakotans, and now we have all of our positions filled in North Dakota. Do you think anyone would be interested in moving to California or Portland? I said, well, I don't know. We'll ask. Call Terry, the HR director, 507-696-1164. I almost hate to ask because I don't want to lose you. 507-696-1164. But some folks I know are moving back that way, waiting for things to open up in the oil and gas industry. 2016 sorts things out, so give them a call at PolarServiceCenters.com or Polar Service Center. Tell them Scott sent you. Continuing our conversation now with Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter from the University of Mary. Catholic Schools Week wrapped up last week, and a celebration of Catholic Schools Week that included Know Your Faith. And I know there's always a battle there amongst the schools in North Dakota, St. Mary's and Bismarck, the victorious one. Do I understand correctly, Jerome, that you and Monsignor cooked this idea up, the Know Your Faith competition?
Well, that's true, but I have to give the nod to Monsignor that he was the brains behind it, but I was a little bit of the work and the energy behind it when we first started it many years ago at St. Mary's Central High School in Bismarck. We were both teaching there. I was a religious studies chair. Monsignor was the chaplain and instructor. And we wanted to have some fun with the kids, but at the same time, show them what they've learned and have them enjoy themselves in sharing this with the rest of the community and the rest of the school. And so what we did is we took kind of an academic Olympics competition-style thing forward. We had each of the classes take a test and to find out who are the top three kids in each of the classes, and then compete against the other classes to be the Know Your Faith champions of the school. And this then later took its own kind of direction into a state competition. So it started with St. Mary's competing against Bishop Ryan one year, then Dickinson Trinity joined, and then a year or two following, Shanley High School joined. And now it is a state competition that brings out wonderful people like Bishop Kagan and also the wife of Senator John Hovind, Mikey, who was the moderator this year for the Know Your Faith Championship. It was exceptional. It really helped the young people to see, wow, look at what we've learned, and look at how we have been learning about our faith throughout all these years, and it's coming to fruition in a way that we can celebrate it. It was very beautiful.
And I have to say, Monsignor, it also is, amazing to see how well the kids know their faith compared to even parents, speaking as a parent.
it's an incredible thing. You know, when we started Know Your Faith competition for Catholic Schools Week years ago, it was a desire to engage the students in a whole different type of way. And, it was, as Jerome said, it was based on this ACT Olympics. You know, when I was with Jerome and I, you know, we're not the shiniest pennies in the drawer, but we used to be on ACT Olympics teams in our high school. And so everybody who grew up in rural North Dakota will remember the type of thing that involves. You know, we would go up to Wilton High School, you know what I mean? And we'd just sit in the gym. They would have overhead projectors, and the schools would compete against each other for questions in chemistry and history and geography and all those things. So we just took that format and made it into a trivia contest about the Catholic faith, about Christianity, about the Bible, about Christian history, all of these different types of things. And what was amazing is that the students took to it in an incredible way. It became, from the very beginning, I don't think it was ever a flop. From the very beginning, it became this sort of ruckus celebration of sort of healthy rivalry between classes, and we would play music while the teams were deliberating and getting their answers ready, and we'd get in various sort of celebrity moderators. It was an awful lot of fun. I have to say, though, that the schools now have taken it to a completely different level. So the championship last week, which was broadcast statewide, it was a thing of epic. It was sort of epic excitement. A whole different level. And it is beautiful. What you said, Scott, is precisely true. Parents who come to watch can't believe how well educated these young people are compared even to the education that many of them receive in their faith.
So talk about, obviously that's one example. That was a celebration and a part of the Catholic Schools Week. But also I think gives a pretty good shining example of the benefits of a Catholic education, in the sense that, you know, this is something that can be done in a Catholic school that could not be done in a public school, right?
Right. Well, you know, so there's Know Your Faith. In other words, there's there are the types of questions that would be asked during that competition. Things about, you know, the books of the Bible and the Ten Commandments and the seven sacraments and the lists of the popes and all of those different types of things. But there are questions that are much deeper that would never make their way onto a Know Your Faith competition. Questions about the meaning and purpose of life. Questions which every young person, and we know this in our work at the University of Mary, and certainly from our time when we were teaching high school, every young person's heart is haunted by questions of purpose and meaning. Why am I here? What was I made for? What should I be doing with my life? Who should I love? How do I love? Why should I get up every morning and fight life's battle? And these are questions which are of crucial importance, but they're also questions which we know from experience in the long history of humanity. These are the types of questions which can never be answered in the isolation of one's own mind. They have to be answered. They have to be asked and answered, and they're asked and answered most wholesomely in the context of good community. And by that, I mean the family. By that, I mean good civil communities, you know, towns, cities. But I mean as well the community of schools, the community in which we receive the great gift of education. And so to have schools like the University of Mary, to have schools like our Catholic high schools, to have schools that are willing to partner with parents for the whole education of their students, mind, body, and soul, to educate them in such a way that these questions, these epic questions, these really essential questions of human experience are always at the forefront, That's really important. And of course, the Christian Catholic tradition provides some of the most meaningful answers to these central questions of human life and experience. And so we find at a place like the University of Mary and at the high schools where we worked, both Catholic students and non-Catholic students tend to flourish. They tend to flourish in a different type of way because no question is off bounds. And so a Christian education then doesn't become something that constricts the search for truth, but rather it expands it. There are whole questions that are off limits in a public setting.
Jerome, you sound like you want to get in here too. Go ahead.
Thank you, Scott. Monsignor, thank you. I just wanted to add this. As Monsignor is speaking so beautifully about this, Scott, a simple way that I've put it for people to explain what is the importance of a Christian Catholic education is all education is necessary and good, but so often we find ourselves in certain frames of education teaching the kids just the how. Okay, this is how you do something. This is how you mix these two chemicals up, and then all of a sudden you have an explosion. This is how you add numbers together, and you do this, and you get the right number. You use this equation. But the thing that isn't being discussed enough, and this is where we have that chance of doing it, and we always have, is the why. So we're giving them the how, but if we're not helping them with the why, like Monsignor said, with these big questions in life, we're doing a disservice. And this is where we have that freedom to do it, and as Monsignor's just said, it brings a freedom to these young kids to live their lives in a meaningful way.
It's often referred to as teaching the whole person when it comes to describing Catholic education. What does that mean, Monsignor, teaching the whole person?
Well, it means that we take into account that we aren't just put on this world. We aren't just put here to work. We're not just sort of career machines. And we talked about this in a past session, didn't we, about the balance of life and work and the integration of life and work and how all of that comes together. I got to tell you that it's easy for us to be knocked off balance in our lives. And, you know, I saw a former student of ours the other day, and he was up in the hospital. And he and his wife had just had their first baby. And he caught me in the hall, and I hadn't seen him in some years. I had taught him in high school. And he was glowing, and he was speaking with such, of course, it was a big event in his life, but he was talking about all the things that are happening. He was struggling himself with some health issues, and it was very touching to me as his former teacher to see that his education had provided him what Jerome was saying. You know, he can write a sentence, he can mix chemicals together, he knows something about biology and history and all of those things, but there's a deeper gift which he was given as well. In the context of his family and in the context of his education, in that he was able to think in a complex and adequate way about the challenge of human life. Life is hard. It's good. And it's hard. It's more good than it's hard. But education provides the basis, the foundation necessary in order really to squeeze to the last drop, the goodness out of life and to enjoy it fully and to really find true happiness in that sense. And so, you know, I think we can't lose sight of the deeper purpose of education in that same sense.
You know, I think it is incumbent on us as parents to really think about what we've just heard in that regard, because I think it's so easy just to sort of matter-of-factly consider it. Maybe we take it a little more seriously as we get later in years, and what college are they going to go to or whatever, but, you know, the questions of, how versus why, right, and teaching the whole person, fascinating discussion. Short break, back to wrap this up after a timeout with our guest, Monsignor Shea, and Jerome Richter from the University of Mary with us today on What's On Your Mind. It's a You Mary Monday. Do this once a month and learn a little bit together. Kind of fun. Questions or comments always welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Two more after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Fill up at PetroServe USA, the folks that are helping America feel better, and you'll have the choice of what you want to put in your tank. From E15 to E85 and much more. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better and connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. And come on into a PetroServe USA near you and have the best deal in town, the 4 for $4 special. That's right, 4 items for $4. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. All month long, specials include Mike's Popcorn for $3.99, the Sixlets for 69 cents, Albany's Gummies only $1.29, Cascade Ice Gum, 69 cents a pack, Nestle Sparkling Water mix and match with Perrier, a great deal, along with Deli Express sandwiches. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. Choice at the pump, the 4 for $4 special all day, every day, and much more at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'll be in Bismarck tomorrow at the Bismarck Event Center for the K-Fire Agri International. Todd and I broadcasting live both days for that. I have a box full of my pillows too. So if you want to win a free my pillow, you got to come by and find Todd and I and find out how you can win them at the K-Fire Agra International. Should be great fun. Should be great fun. And where are we at on Thursday? We'll have Mike Lindell from My Pillow on with the program. North Dakota Family Alliance's Tom Fryer. Friday, Pete Hegseth, Fox News contributor, in Iraq and Afghanistan vet. Of course, a lot of things to follow up until the Tuesday New Hampshire primary tomorrow. So stay tuned for all of that. We're chatting with Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary, and Jerome Richter, Vice President for Public Affairs at the University of Mary. It is our monthly U Mary Monday, and we are been a busy couple of days here, busy couple of weeks, really, with the return from the March for Life. It's been all kinds of fun. Catholic schools last week, and we're talking a little bit about the benefits of the Catholic education, the purpose of higher education. Jerome, anything you want to add here?
Yeah, I would love to add just a little bit here, Scott. As I was listening to Monsignor speak and you two conversing, I couldn't help but think of last Friday. Last Friday here at the University of Mary, we had our annual prayer day. So for 38 years, under the leadership of the sisters, our founders and sponsors, they've decided to dedicate a whole day for our students and the surrounding community to reflect on and to focus on prayer. And this is that integration of an education and of a person that Monsignor has been speaking of, is that we have to constantly help ourselves to remember that, yes, we're here. Yes, we're temporal beings. Yes, we have work to do. We need to figure out the highs. But we have to get to the, figure out the hows, but we have to get to the why. We have to figure out why we're here. We have to think about the things that are eternal. And prayer day was this, and it was especially good for me and so many of the people that attended. And so it's very exciting to be able to do that for so many.
Monsignor?
Well, I'm glad that Jerome brought that up. I mean, prayer day was and always is every year something that our whole campus looks forward to, an opportunity for us to step in out from the wind and consider those greater questions. And we try and do that every day. You know, at the University of Mary, we offer a tremendous technical education. We've got, you know, almost 60 undergraduate majors, 14 master's programs, and 3 doctorates. So constantly we're considering what it is to offer a world-class education that does involve career preparation. But I always tell students when they come to our campus, if that's all they receive, is just career preparation, they should ask for their money back. They should ask for their money back, because our assurance to them is that we offer so much more than that, that we offer an education for the whole of life, that the purpose of higher education, and in fact the very purpose of education, is to provide an opportunity, an arena in which young women and men, and in fact women and men throughout the whole course of their lives, are able to ask and receive meaningful answers to the deepest and most profound and most urgent questions of human life, the questions that we were talking about in the last segment. And I feel like we have not just a simple obligation, but we have a deep moral obligation to offer that type of perspective, that type of formation, that type of education to those who come to us. And we do it with joy. We do it gladly. Because life is meant to be lived with a certain amount of circumspection, a certain amount of reflection, and a certain amount of joyful engagement. But I think that an education that doesn't offer that, that only offers just technical preparation for a career, there's an anxiety that hangs over that type of education. And the result is not necessarily a well integrated life, and that's a sad thing. And so
you mean an anxiety of what am I going to do? How much am I going to make? Am I going to get that job? That kind of thing. Is that what you're talking about?
Right, because the whole purpose of things becomes focused on smaller questions. And of course, the human heart and the human mind are calibrated for and were created for large questions, for huge questions, and we're capable of approaching those questions and wrestling with them. Doesn't mean that answers come easily, but it also means that we don't have to succumb to the hopelessness of thinking that there are no answers and that that our lives are meant to be just one darn thing after another. That's not true. And I think that those of us who don't believe it's true have to be really sort of joyful warriors to get the message out that there's more to life than that which we simply can see every day. There's more to life than the drudgery of daily routine. You can live fully and well, and education has to contribute to that.
Fascinating discussion as always. Gentlemen, thank you. Look forward to our next conversation about a month or so from now. And no doubt a lot going on the campus of the University of Mary, construction everywhere, and an exciting time. So we love following that and look forward to our next update on that as well. But thanks so much. Travel safely, okay, Monsignor?
Great to be with you, Scott. Thanks a lot.
Jerome?
God bless you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Keep things buttoned down on campus there while Monsignor's gone.
I'll try to do that.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you very much. University of Mary Monday with our guests, Monsignor James Shea and Jerome Richter, today on the program. Brought to you in part by our top 10 town, Newtown, North Dakota. I absolutely love the Little Missourian and Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites there. Always stay there. One of our fine sponsors. Trent and Brescia, Brett, rather, and Trisha Erdman are just great. United Prairie Co-op, Jason Superfoods, Wrench Chevrolet Buick, A&W Repair and Recovery, WPX Energy, too. And, of course, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Lots of choice at the pump. And the 4-for-4 special, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. Try and get a better deal like that anywhere. That's a meal, by golly. Okay, we're out of time. So we'll have to say adios till tomorrow. God bless you, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.